Hello, I'm Father Pablo Straub. When you say, I believe, when you believe the creed, you're not saying, wouldn't it be nice if that were so? You're saying, I know this is so because God said so. I want to tell you what it is we believe and why. Do you know, after Jesus died on the cross, after that terrible agony, he died and he descended among the dead. Before I tell you about that, may I tell you something else first about his mother? There is a phrase in the Song of Songs where the beloved, in Spanish, la amada, and you can tell by the word ending that it's the lady beloved, because the other beloved, the man beloved, is the amado. Anyway, the lady beloved is saying, my beloved is white and ruddy, white and reddish, says she about him. My beloved is white and reddish, chosen from among thousands. Chosen from among thousands means incomparable. And again, St. Alphonsus tells us what that means. My beloved is fair. I gave him to you unblemished in all his beauty. He is the most beautiful of the sons of men. My son, the beautiful one. My beloved is fair and reddish. Reddish because you give him back to me covered with blood. My beloved is fair and reddish. You have covered him with blood. I brought him into the world, fair, the most beautiful of the sons of men. Look how you have given him back to me. But I rebel not, because I know that everything that has happened to my son is part of the price of the redemption of the human race. And I said to the angel, accepting it all, 33 years ago, I am the slave girl of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word. Jesus then, my very dearest, was buried. Mary took him to the tomb, arranged the body in that cut out rock, and was there when the stone was rolled against the opening of the tomb. And then the creed says, he descended into hell. Nowadays we have changed the words a little bit, and that's good. In some parishes it's pronounced, and this is an approved thing. He descended to among the dead. You see, when we say that Jesus descended into hell, it does not mean that Jesus, after his crucifixion, went into the fiery hell where the damned, the condemned, these are scriptural words, are infernist, separated from God for all eternity. That is not where Jesus descended to. Jesus had announced the gospel all those 3 years, day and night, with a holy compulsion. He used to say to his apostles, I must go to all the towns of Judea and Galilee. For this I have been sent by my Father. Oh, what a sweet compulsion Jesus showed at all times to preach the good news. Did he not say repeatedly, I have compassion on the multitudes. They are like sheep without a shepherd. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he send forth laborers into his harvest. And Jesus, as soon as he died, went down among the dead because of the same sweet compulsion. May I call it that? To announce the gospel. Just imagine Jesus getting down there. You see, some good men and women had died before Jesus came into the world. Sons of Adam and Eve. Let us say Adam and Eve themselves. Had they made an act of contrition? I certainly hope so. What about Abel, who died at the hands of his brother, Cain? Abel, who died because of justice. Abel could not go into heaven because Jesus had not yet atoned for the sins of mankind. Nobody could go to heaven before Jesus came into the world to save us all. What about Jacob and his 12 sons? You know, the other 11 really were sorry for trying to do Joseph in, remember? What about Moses himself, who did lose patience once in a while and say a few things he shouldn't have, but he certainly was a just man. Genesis says that he talked with God the way a man talks with his friend, face to face. And God said to Moses, "Walk in my presence and be perfect." And Moses really did a pretty good job at that, though because of his impatience, he wasn't allowed to set foot inside the Holy Land. You know, there are an awful lot of good people died in the Old Testament. What about Sarah? What about Noemi? What about Noemi's mother-in-law? What about Boaz, who married Ruth? Now, none of them could go to heaven. And they were in what we sometimes call limbo, which means the outer edge, which means it wasn't fiery hell, which means it wasn't eternal punishment, but the gates of heaven were not yet opened. And so Jesus, with the same, may I call it sweet compulsion, not annoying compulsion, that he had showed for 3 years on earth to tell the good news to everybody, went down among the deceased, the good ones, and said, "Abraham, get out of that cave, tell Sarah, tell Isaac and his wife Rebecca. Isaac, talk to Jacob and his 12 sons and all those wives. Get out of there. I have paid the price. I go now to heaven. Captivity is now the captive. You are all free." Oh, may God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.